My name is Maya Kielova. I'm a Program Coordinator of Diversity Impact on Vaccine Equality Project at Minority Rights Group International, the leading international human rights organization working to secure rights for ethnic, religious, and linguistic minorities and indigenous people around the world. The focus of our research titled Diversity Impact on Vaccine Equality is diversity in COVID-19 vaccine confidence, uptake, and access across indigenous Amazigh community in Algeria, Muslim Somalis and other local indigenous communities in Kenya, religious minorities in Pakistan, and Tamil and Muslim ethno-religious groups in Sri Lanka. Previous studies have shown that minorities and indigenous communities do not benefit equally from vaccination programs. Disaggregated data is scarce, but what exists suggests that marginalization largely increases the risk of missing vaccinations. The reason for this are unclear. Religious beliefs and culture are known to also impact on vaccine confidence. Where states primarily issue information in majority languages, minorities' understanding of the issues and access to information to counter misinformation may be also at risk. However, it's also the case that health services to minority areas, which are disproportionately remote, are weaker and access to routine services may not be available to all. For this project, we partnered with local organizations such as Grants Energy Development Initiative in Kenya, Bites for All in Pakistan, and Verity Research in Sri Lanka. Our project uses data scraping methods as well as social media monitoring and listening tools such as Brandwatch and CrowdTango to review posts and comments about the vaccination on social media platforms, which we later disaggregate using language, language markers, names, and locations to determine which comments were made by different groups. However, due to partial penetration of social media use among some poor remote communities, the social media findings are also being triangulated by introduction of one additional method in each country. For example, in Algeria, the data is complemented by four focus groups with diaspora representatives or in the country itself. Due to wide access to radio among adult population in Kenya, radio talk shows have been selected as data triangulation method there. In Pakistan, citizen journalism pieces supplement the current research, while in Sri Lanka, data triangulation is conducted with the help of a large-scale phone survey. Our project is an ongoing research study with preliminary findings at this stage, but it has already surfaced that different amounts of information available in majority and minority languages in some settings, differences in vaccine confidence between majority and minority social media users in some settings, differences in report trust between health authorities, providers, and users posting in different languages in some settings. However, the study didn't find evidence yet for different levels of access to vaccines or discrimination being a barrier to accessing the COVID-19 vaccine in our research setting. As of today, three of the four countries, Algeria, Kenya, and Pakistan, are still behind the global COVID-19 vaccination rate, with Kenya and Algeria being far behind, only 13% of their populations being fully vaccinated. All four countries, however, already introduced booster shots to the general population. To this day, we collected a sample of 2,252 Facebook posts, comments, and in some instances, tweets published in the past 12 months, starting from countries' vaccination rollout or kickoff vaccination campaigns and up to date. So it's around January 2021 to January 2022. Concerns relating to COVID-19 vaccine confidence and reservation in the comments we collected dominated online conversation across all four countries, 92% on average, while issues of access to vaccine and distrust in authorities received much less traction, between 13 to 59% depending on the country. Confidence levels varied across the country's ethnic minorities and languages, with low and no confidence in the vaccines being the most frequent mention among social media users, with a few deviation in Pakistan, where differences in languages indicated opposite trends. For example, high confidence in English language, which constituted 63%, and no confidence in Urdu, constituting 56%. And in Sri Lanka, with a high level of vaccine confidence being prevalent among social media users belonging to the majority Sinhalese community, around 42%. Among the low and no confidence analyzed, three reservations were dominant across all four countries, those that referred to the doubt over vaccine safety, doubt over vaccine efficacy, and those that referred to conspiracy-related fears. Reservations based on ethnicity and language had similar tendencies. However, doubt over vaccine safety dominated mostly in Sri Lanka and mostly among Muslim social media users. In Algeria, it comes very close to 30% in both languages in the same reservation. Comments in Urdu, on the other hand, indicated the highest proportion of reservation based on conspiracy fear, or the much lower number of comments in Arabic, around 70%, but it also had some traction based on the conspiracy fears. It's important to note that some comments indicated no reservation, usually those that demonstrated high confidence in vaccine. Thus, comments in English in Pakistan had close to 64% of comments without any reservations, followed by French in Algeria, 38%. Access to vaccination was overall the issue only in Pakistan, 59%, mainly due to issues receiving the second dose of vaccine and on administration and mismanagement in the vaccination registration system. However, most of this conversation were in English. In Urdu, comments and access to vaccines were usually positive. Unlike social media comments, offline conversations with ethnic minorities in Pakistan, such as Hindu, did not indicate any issues with access to vaccine and or discrimination towards minorities in vaccine distribution. Although access to vaccination in Algeria was not reflected as an issue in the social media comments, access to information in Tamazight has been historically limited. Thus, we analyzed the official information on vaccination and COVID-19 available through the Algerian official news site APS and found that information about COVID-19 vaccines is not equally available. There were around 100 posts with over 20,000 interactions, consisting of 52 posts in Arabic, 56 posts in French, but zero posts in Tamazight. Based on the focus group discussions in Amazigh community in Algeria, in Kabylia region, Hardaya, radio and TV information in Amazigh generally is not always accessible, such as radio being mostly used by the older population, or radio general news being spread mostly in French, not in Amazigh, national radio stations broadcasting mostly in Arabic, and TV stations providing insufficient awareness raising about COVID-19 information in Amazigh. Yet local alternative solutions filled the gap, such as locally managed radio stations in Hardaya with programs in Tamazight and channels of the Council of Ayana in Mozambique sharing information in the local variety of Tamazight language. Distrust in authorities on average was less than half of the conversations. And of those that could be assessed, Kenya had the highest proportion of the comments indicated distrust in authorities. 98% of them indicated mistrust in government in general, and specifically in relation to how the vaccination process has been handled. When disaggregated by language, a majority of dissatisfaction of the government or mistrust in the action of the government were coming from comments in Arabic in Algeria and Urdu in Pakistan. Although comments in French and English in these countries did also include this kind of comments, they were at a much lower rate. In conclusion, I would like to say that current research is ongoing and may change as we continue our analysis for the monitoring and data triangulation. And I'm happy to hear back from the audience in case they have questions about our research. Thank you for listening.